The Gemara in Masechta Krisis, the Vav and Aleph, when it teaches us about the Tyrus, the Gemara says, "When Chisa Achas Mikol Samanel," if somebody skipped one of the spices, one of the ingredients that was supposed to be put into Tyrus, the Aloch is Chayiv Misam. The Beis Yosef in Ayre Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel quotes the Mari Avuav that says that one should be careful to say the parsha of Pitam Aktoris only carefully from a siddur, because we're concerned that he may skip mentioning one of these different ingredients that were used in the Aktoris, and it be chayv misa, just like if you skipped it when you made the Aktoro. And in fact, and we'll read this, and we'll speak about this more soon, the Marie Vuav says that's why there were places that didn't say the Ketoris because of this consideration. The Beis Yosef responds to Marie Vuav, if that's the minig, of course we should follow the minig. But if it's not the minig, we should certainly say the Ketoris. Because the Beis Yosef quotes Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, why the Gemara says "Mchisa achas mikol samanel chayim misa." Rashi's opinion is that the Gemara is referring to Yom Kippur. We know that the only day of the year where the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on Yom Kippur, and when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim carrying the Ketores. That was the only reason he was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Beis Yosef, and therefore, if the Ketores wasn't prepared properly, it will be considered a Bir Rikonis, not a proper entering of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why it's Chayv Misa. But that's only if you're entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the proper Ketores in your hand. Or even the Rambam, who says that this concern is not limited to Yom Kippur, because the Rambam says that if you enter the Beis HaMikdash without the proper Ketores, says the Rambam, that's considered as if you didn't do the Avodah properly. It's considered like a Zor did the Avodah. And just like the Halacha is that if a Zor does the Avodah, does a Chiv Misa, so too, if the Kohen doing the Avodah of the Ketores anytime during the year does it with a Ketores that wasn't prepared properly, there's a question of a Chiv Misa. However, says the Beis Yosef, that has nothing to do with davening. And when it comes to davening, of course, you should daven properly. But as much as you should daven properly, if you missed saying the Ketores properly, it doesn't Chas v'shalom bring a Chiv Misa. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis is concerned for this. The Ramah says, "Yesh loim pitam k'tayrus." One should say pitam hak'tayrus erev uvoiker achat tefila. Say erev uvoiker. It's interesting. He says that they should say it after mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean specifically after mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says it can mean before mincha. Then that's the minig that people say ketores before mincha and boiker, and should say it every morning. Achat tefila vayim tchila ein kelokeinu. Interestingly enough, I saw that the Noi de Behuda asked the question, what is the connection between saying ein kelokeinu and the ketores? How do these two tefillas come together? So Noi de Behuda says a beautiful pshat. He says that we know that the Gemara says ketores masheres. The ketores had the ability of making someone wealthy. And that's why the Gemara says that whenever they did the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so they used to make a pious, they used to make a goyro to choose which kohen should do the avoda. The Gemara in many places, in Masechta Yuma, other places discusses that latitude to decide which country do the avoda. But the Gemara says when it comes to doing Torahs, they would announce chadoshim of Torahs. If somebody already had a chance during his lifetime to bring Torahs, a kohen already had the opportunity to bring Torahs, he was excluded from doing Torahs again. And the reason is because Torahs ma'asheres, Torahs makes the person, is a schooler, that the person who does that avoda will become wealthy. And we want to give everybody one chance. In fact, that's the source for the minig, that in a family, you only give one a person sadakos, if you had a baby boy, once. Because also, sadakos is like Torahs and ma'asheres, so we want to give more than one individual the opportunity to have that school. So, since Ketaris Masheres, so we're going to say Ketaris. And saying Ketaris is a school of Ashiris. So a person is going to become an Ashir, so he's going to think it's Koichi V'Oitzim Yadi. It's me that made it's my skill, my talent is the reason I'm wealthy. So that's why we say, first of all, Ein Kol Akeinu, Ein Kadunenu. Everything we have is from Hashem. And if we're successful, it's from Hashem, not from anything, we don't deserve any personal credit for anything good that happens to us. Moreover, as we're going to be discussing the Ketaris, I saw from the Zoya. The Zoya is a Pashas Pinchas. The Zoya says, Omer Betzinu Kedisha. Whenever the Zoya means Betzinu Kedisha, he means of Shem Ben Yechai. Ketaris, the boss at Salusa, the Ketaris that said after one davens, at the end of davening, Iyuka Karbona, should be considered like a carbon. Man, the Yoimer, Peter McTiris, boss of Tilo David, the people who say Ketaris after Tilo David, bottle Moisna Rebesa. The Zohar says, a Kachasholim, person's concerned for disease, what terrible thing could happen to somebody's home. The way to prevent that is by saying the Ketaris. So Chas V'Shalom, one shouldn't in any way belittle the saying of the Ketaris. And that's what the Ramah says. Yesh lo mepita makteiris era voika acha tefila v'aymer tefila ein kolakeinu. And then it says the Ramah, v'aymer shir alvim ha'yoyim b'migdash, shachris levat. The shir shal yoyim is only recited in the morning. V'yesh akasu, continues the Ramah, Lizor Lima Pita Maktaris Matak Sav. You should be careful to say Pita Maktaris only from a siddur. Veloy Balpe, not by heart. Mishum Shamir Bamokam Maktara. The mir is in the place of the actual Ktara. Vachashinan, and we're concerned Shem Yidalag Echem Samaminaya. You'll say it quickly, it's the end of davening, and you may skip one of the ingredients. Vamin and Al Gemara teaches us that if you skip one of the ingredients, Shuchai Misa, then you chayiv Misa Mchisa Achas Misamimanao. And therefore, says the Ramah, the minig was Lokay Nagush Loyla Omra Bechol. During the week, people are in the rush, and Mimaral Mlachtan, people are rushing to get to work. The Cheshinin Shema Yedalig. And they only said it on Shabbos. Certainly, Mishnah Berurah says if you're only saying on Shabbos, you have to be very careful. Because if you only say it once a week, you're going to not be familiar with it. The Shlo says that because of that, we should, when we say the Achr Achas HaMemona, you should count them out with your fingers. And by counting them one by one, you'll make sure that you wouldn't skip saying any of them. And Aruch HaShulchan, in fact, quotes this. It's interesting that the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah quotes the Sefer Oy Yosef Chai that says, interestingly enough, before we say the Ketaris, we say Atu Shem Al Tenu Shetirul Fanecha Ketaris Asamen, which you don't find that type of introduction, he says, by any of the other Kabbalists. Why? So he says it's because of our Gemara. Explains as follows. When we say kabbonis, we say the carbon tamid, we say, Yiratzon kilo crafty. The It should be like I actually brought this carbon. So by all the carbonas, that's what we want. But by the Ketairis, as we're learning in this shiur, we have to be so concerned that if we're not saying the Ketairis properly, then, and we bring it the wrong way, it's just the opposite. It can be caused, chas v'shalom, for chiv miso. So before we say the Ketairis, we say, Atu shem alakeinu shetiru fanach Ketairis asanim. The reason we're saying the Ketairis is not that it should be considered as if we ourselves are bringing the Ketairis. We don't want anybody to think that way. We don't want that to be considered as if we brought it. We want it to be a zeichah for the Ketairis. If it's not considered like we ourselves are actually bringing the Ketairis, then there's certainly no concern that if Mechisa Achs Mekalsa Meneo, Chayiv Miso. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should take a bring the Ketairis and bring the Ketairis properly. And as we said before from the Zohar, that should be the skula that we should all be gesund and stark.